One legitimate website that's been extremely successful at convincing people to part with their money is that of Democratic presidential candidate Howard Dean. Commentator Mark Rovner, an internet fundraising consultant, says other candidates should not count on doing the same.
Once again, an internet success story has spawned breathless proclamations that the digital millennium has arrived. Howard Dean hauled in more than $3 million in web donations last quarter. He justifiably left all his competitors with bad cases of cyber envy. Well, the internet is too new to have much of a history, but the history it does have shows that occasional surges in internet fundraising have not yet brought the true dawn of the internet age. The first major spikes in online giving came in 1998 and 99. The serial tragedies of Kosovo, Hurricane Mitch, and a devastating Turkish earthquake led to millions in online donations. September 11th brought another critical moment. Tens of millions of dollars were raised online for the families and victims of the attacks. Then there's liberal Uber PAC, MoveOn.org. These are the folks whose recent online presidential beauty contest attracted more than 300,000 voters. MoveOn raised and spent nearly $5 million in the last election cycle. It's expected to raise at least four times that much during this one, every penny of it online. Still, as the Chronicle of Philanthropy reports, the vast majority of nonprofits gather only a tiny fraction of their income via the internet. Extensive research, sponsored by my own firm and others, shows there's a simple reason. The vast majority of donors are perfectly content to give the old way. And while the internet may not be your father's medium, your father still represents the average donor better than you do. The average political donor, in particular, is far more likely to be quaffing Geritol over by the shuffleboard court than tossing back Belvedere martinis at the local brasserie. Baby boomers, who adore the internet, are only just starting to replace their parents on the donor rolls. Any kind of boomer-led paradigm shift is years away. For now, internet giving only gets big when there's a lot of intensity of feeling and a lot of publicity surrounding a particular cause or candidate. Our studies show that most online donors get riled up and make the decision to donate offline. The intensity and awareness that fuel cyber gifts, in other words, largely come from good old-fashioned newspapers, the radio, the network news, and the office water cooler. None of which is to suggest that Dean's people haven't done a wonderful job capitalizing on their opportunity. But you can sift through every bit and byte of their website and deconstruct every fundraising email and not begin to understand the secret of Howard Dean's online achievement. Ironically, that's a secret you can only learn with your computer turned off.
The comments of Mark Rovner, who consults with nonprofits and charities on internet fundraising.